Have you ever found yourself drowning in a sea of tasks, feeling like there's never enough time to think deeply about the things that truly matter? Mel Silver, who heads up Google's Australian and New Zealand business, has been there, and she's found a powerful solution: thinking days. And in today's Quick Win episode, you'll learn how to create your own. My name is Dr. Amantha Imber. I'm an organisational psychologist and the founder of behavioural science consultancy Inventium. And this is How I Work, a show about how to help you do your best work. On today's Quick Win episode, we go back to an interview from the past and I pick out a quick win that you can apply today. In today's show, I speak with Mel Silver about thinking days.
So a thinking day is one day every 6 weeks, very much enabled by the wonderful powers of my executive assistant, where I just take myself out of the game, get off the dance floor, get onto the balcony, whatever the sort of leadershipy term you want to use, and I carve it up into sort of three sections so that I can get into serious flow. Like, the origin story of the thinking day for me was I went to this course, and it was probably about less than a year into taking the job back in Australia. And I just realised I was like a slave to my diary. Like, people were putting stuff in, people were telling me what I should be thinking about. And I knew that there was so much I wanted to think about, but I just couldn't find the time. And I went to this course that was all about sustaining high performance for females within Google. And we got a kind of deep dive into this concept of flow, like getting yourself, putting the phone down, turning it around, giving yourself no distractions and giving yourself time to think about it. And I just thought, if I don't create some sort of intervention here, it's never going to happen. I'm never going to get an hour and a half free just by chance. And so I first started out by carving out time in the morning, 2 days a week. And it just wasn't working for me.
Why? Why is that?
Well, I'm a working mum, and like by the time I get to the office some days, like I've run a marathon, you know, like I've dropped two kids off at school, I've forgotten to order lunch orders, I've got phone calls, you know, so it's just you're not in good flow state. And so I sat down with my assistant and I said, how do you think we can make this work? And she said, we're just going to give you a day every 6 weeks. And so it's just there, it's a block, it's unbookable. But the key to it is the prep, right? The key to it is getting the three topics that I want to think deeply about, at least a straw man of those and some questions, because if I need data or inputs, I want it beforehand. And usually the output of them is an incredible mind map, about 35 new questions to go and talk to different people about, or in the really great cases, a scoping doc of some stuff that we need to do and some deliverables that we should probably be putting out into the world. So I don't know what I'd do without them now, to be honest. They are a game changer for me.
What's an example of a challenge that you'd bring to a thinking day?
So really good topical one most recently was, you know, I think the world is going through, especially working people, a huge shift right now. Google's always had this wonderful culture and it's known for great food and great offices. And you know, there's a whole bunch of people who've been through 3.5 years of, you know, just nonstop kind of stress and resilience. And, you know, there's macro uncertainty out there. And I just kind of think, I thought to myself, do we have programs right now that are fit for purpose in terms of what kind of culture and capability that we are trying to build in our organization? Is it still fit for purpose? Do we need a bit of a course correction? And I knew we had a leadership offsite coming up, and so I just wanted us to be really intentional about the questions that we were going to ask of each other and the sort of strategic imperatives that we wanted to deliver on. So I ended up creating a bit of a table, which was like, what was it like before? What is it like now? How do we think Googlers feel about it? And what's the strategic imperative that comes off the back of that? And it just ended up being a wonderful discussion guide for our offsite. So things like that, which again, you never really carve out time to think about if you just go through the motions of rocking up to the meetings that people want to have.
So how then do you prepare for your thinking days? What does that process look like?
Yeah, it's generally three really high-level questions. And they will come up over the course of 6 weeks. So there's usually like a page at the back of the notebook where it's like thinking day kind of ideas. And then the week before, I'll distill it down and kind of think about the stuff that I really want to focus on, choose the three, and then do the kind of gathering that I need for that. Sometimes on a thinking day as well, I'll carve out some of that time to have a session with my coach. And that's also great because I come out of those really energized. It's great prep for a mind map.
If you're looking for more tips to improve the way that you work, I write a short fortnightly newsletter that contains three cool things that I've discovered that help me work better, ranging from software and gadgets that I'm loving through to interesting research findings. You can sign up for that at howiwork.co. That's howiwork.co. Thank you for sharing part of your day with me by listening to How I Work. If you're keen for more tips on how to work better, connect with me via LinkedIn or Instagram. I'm very easy to find. Just search for Amantha Imber. How I Work was recorded on the traditional land of the Wurundjeri people, part of the Kulin Nation. I am so grateful for being able to work and live on this beautiful land, and I want to pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. How I Work is produced by Inventium with production support from Deadset Studios. And thank you to Martin Imber, who did the audio mix and makes everything sound better than it would have otherwise.